don't feel any guilt. They don't feel any ashamed. They don't feel any condemnation. But I felt those things, and I wanted to change. I wanted to get delivered from them. And the reason why is I done so many drugs. It done destroyed so many brain cells. I had organic brain damage. And I thought if I went to school and got educated again, I could retrain my mind and that I could remember again, and intellectually I could deliver myself. But I found out that through intellect and the wisdom of this world, the things of this world can't save you from sin. It can't deliver you from sin. It can't take away the consequences of sin. It can't take away the guilt. It can't take away the shame. It can't take away the depression. You can't train yourself to have salvation. It's got to be given to you. It's a gift. We can't earn it. We can't work for it. We can't inherit it. It's a gift. And a sister invited me to church. If you want the church to grow, you got to invite somebody. Jesus ain't going to appear to them and say, I want you to go over there on Colonel Glenn Road to church. Now, he may do that every once in a while, but the rule is you got to tell somebody. And I had a sister, looked just like you sisters, had her hair up, you know, dressed right. And when the Spirit of God, she was in her car. She said, well, you don't have to walk to school. My daughter goes to school there, and we'll ride you. And you know, the Bible says, quench not the Spirit, despise not prophesying, give thanks for everything. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus in you. And the Holy Ghost came upon that sister. See, no man can come unto God except the Spirit of my Father draw him, Jesus said. And if you're here today, we know it's not by accident, don't we? We know that God's favor has shown down in our life and His Spirit has drawn us. And I'm thankful that when He drawed us, aren't you, that we didn't close our heart, we didn't close our mind, but we were receptive to the things of God. And we fell upon our face and we acknowledged that He was the Savior and that we were a sinner and that we wanted to change and we wanted to serve Him and turn away from our old ways that were in the world. But anyway, this sister began to sing, Jesus gave me a light and I'm going to let it shine. She began to fling her hair around. The bobby begins to come out. Her hair began to fall down. Scared me to death. Didn't know what she was doing. And she said, do you believe in the Holy Ghost? And I said, yeah, I believe in the Holy Ghost. I didn't know what the Holy Ghost was. But she invited me to church. And when I came to church, I felt something. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad for a salvation that you can feel? Somebody says, if you can't feel it, you won't know it if you lost it. All right. Hallelujah. But I feel it, and I know that I got it because I feel it. It's a life down on the inside of it, isn't it? Yeah. It's resurrected power. He said, I'll be in a well of water into you, springing up into everlasting life. And when that well gets a flowing, and we begin to speak in tongues, and we begin to worship and magnify God, I can feel that power, that strength, and that love, and that peace that passeth all understanding that the world can't give you. The world can't give that to us. It comes to the Spirit of God through the body of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And I didn't have peace and joy and happiness in the world. I had sorrow and depression and all the other things, like I said, that went along with it. But when I came to church, it looked strange to me. I laughed in the inside of me. You know, the natural man can't receive the things of God. They're spiritually discerned. And when I saw those things, I laughed on the inside of me. Sister testifying and people raising their hand and praising God. I eventually got the revelation, but that day it looked peculiar to me. You know, in the church world, they teach you come to church for 45 minutes, be quiet, don't say nothing. The man's got his message prepared. He's giving them stale, dead bread. The Spirit of God's not there. There's no life. I thought that's the way you had church. Thank God that's not the way you have church. Thank God that's not the way we have church. Hallelujah. But she, another sister got up and testified, and she was crying. I said, now how can you fake tears? How can you fake that sincerity? And I had enough common sense and enough conviction in my mind that I said, this has got to be real. Now, I didn't try the drinking and the drugging and all those things out there, Brother Adams. So I said, let me try this. I know the answer is not there. So I said, God, if this is you and you're real, I want this. And I begin to feel that Spirit, hallelujah, begin to cry, hallelujah. Not tears of depression or hopelessness or self-pity or a spirit of being defeated, but I begin to cry because my mind and my spirit and my soul knew that something was going to happen, and I came in contact with life. I came in contact with love. I came in contact with peace that I couldn't find out in this world, and I began to cry tears of joy uncontrollably. Hallelujah, praise God. So I'm thankful for the Spirit of God leading us, aren't you? So if you haven't had that experience, I'm not anybody special. None of us here are any special people. It's not because people are wealthy or because of who their mother or father is or who they know, but it's by the grace of God sending His Son. You can have that experience too. Hallelujah. You can have that experience too. And I went down front, and they laid hands on me. What the doctor couldn't do when I went to the psychiatrist. When they did the EEG on my brain and said, we can't help you. You got organic brain damage. It's irreversible. When I couldn't speak and say a sentence because I stuttered and my brain wouldn't give me thoughts to say. And when my memory was so bad, if I took my shoes off in one room and a minute later I went in the other room, I didn't know where my shoes was. But nobody could help me. Nobody had to answer. Nobody could show me the way. When I just walked down the front of that church and lifted my hands and said, God, I need help, and acknowledged that I was a sinner and asked Him to come in my heart, all of that guilt, all of that condemnation, all of that burden, all of that addiction just went away in a split second just by calling upon the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That's how much power He has in His name. All we have to do is call upon His name, get His attention, and things will happen if we have faith and believe in the Word of God. And I began to tell them, I said, my mind's messed up from drugs. I can't remember. And they didn't say, go to the doctor and get help. They didn't say, I can't help you. They said, Jesus can heal your mind. You know Jesus can still heal today. He's not dead. God's not dead. He's alive. He's alive. Hallelujah. He's alive. The Holy Ghost still has the same power. It can still quicken. It can still deliver. It can still heal. It can still transform life. Hallelujah. And they laid hands on me, and I didn't get healed. You know the devil will talk to you, don't you? Won't it? I done found out. If you're going to walk with God, you got to keep on asking. You got to keep on seeking. You got to keep on knocking till He's going to give you an answer. And I knew, wasn't no doubt in my mind, that if all that addiction went away and all of that desire to sin went away and the peace and the love that I felt, I knew that if He could do that, then He could heal. I realized healing was the easier thing for Him to do. That was the easiest thing for Him to do. You know, a lot of people get healed and they ain't here. But the people that get salvation in their life and they stick around through the trials and the tests and the tribulation, God gets more glory in that, doesn't He? But anyway, I kept going back. They kept laying hands on me. They kept praying for me. I began to read this. It's quick and powerful, sharper than the two-edged sword, discerning the intents and thoughts of the heart. The Word of God is powerful. It'll resurrect us, won't it? It gives us life. And I began to read that and see where God healed people. And there was testimonies in the church where God healed people. And I kept going back. I kept pressing through the crowd. If I may touch the hem of His garment, if I get enough faith, Lord, where I get Your attention, I know You got the healing virtue and the power in You that when I'm petitioning You up, it will come to pass. You know, it's like the blind man said, I don't know how he did it, but I'm glad he did it. You know, people have discussions like the man that was, you know, healed from his birth. He said, well, by what authority did he do this? Was you a sinner or did your parents sin? Because if you acknowledge Jesus was the Savior and He did anything for you, they'd throw you out of the synagogue back in those days. And his parents says, well, I don't know, you ask Him. They didn't want to be thrown out of the synagogue. You ask Him. He says, I don't know how He did it, by what authority He did it. All I know, I was blind and now I see. You know, he just had faith. You know, We got to eliminate all the theological things out of our mind sometimes and just have simple faith as a grain of mustard seed and approach God with our petition and let the Word of God come forth. Let it be true. He said His Word won't return unto Him void. It's not going to fall to the ground. But anyway, God healed my mind. I ended up getting a GED and going to college and able to get a job and support my family. And I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor a seed begging for bread. I found out that God's going to take care of His people. It's a recession in America. 1 or 8 people aren't out of work. I've had a place to sleep. I've had a car to drive in. I've had air conditioning and heat. And I'm not worried about being skinny. I'm worried about eating too much and messing up my health. So God is going to bless His people. But the devil gets us sidetracked and wants us to think on the natural things, the things of this world. And Jesus said, don't even take no thought for them. He said, I'm going to take care of you. It might be not to the standard of living that we want, but He said, I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to supply your every need. And I found that out. Haven't you found that out in your life? But what He wants us to do, He wants us to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And He said, all these things shall be added unto you. So God wants us to have the right priority. So God, let me have the right priority. There's greater things ahead. Let me seek You, Lord. There's now therefore no condemnation in them that are in Christ Jesus who walk after the Spirit and not after the flesh. The Spirit is life indeed, but the things of the flesh are death. And the Bible said, God is not mocked whatsoever man soweth, that also shall he reap. If he sow to his flesh, he'll reap corruption. But if he sows to the Spirit, he'll reap life everlasting. So I'm thankful that we know these things, aren't you? So realize where you're at. Sometimes we got to shake ourselves. Realize where I'm at, Lord. Realize that I'm in the body of Christ. And there's a God called ministry over the body of Christ. They didn't come from a seminary or get educated to be a minister. But Jesus Himself took that qualification. He Himself had that authority. No one else. It said He led captivity captive. It's not He that descended, but He also ascended up on high and He gave gifts unto men. So I'm thankful for where I'm at. And I want to dedicate my life more to it, don't you? God wants to make a covenant with it, to Him that will make a covenant with Him through sacrifice. So that's why, Brother Adams, we went on this trip. We've been going home for 2 weeks because I know that the reward I'm going to get for the Lord is whatever I put into it. You know, it's when He returns, He's going to give every man according to his works. If we labor and work in the kingdom of God, go to the meetings, come to church, are faithful, then God's going to reward us, isn't He? He's going to say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou's been faithful over a few things. I'll make you ruler over many things." Some people He requires more than others, but the point is to be faithful. Because people that are faithful are not going to inherit the promises. You know, if we have an attitude to murmur and complain and criticize and condemn, then that's not the right spirit to have, is it? God doesn't want people to have that frame of mind or that kind of spirit. Because if we begin to do that, then another spirit can take hold of us and cause us not want to go on with God. The devil's got all kinds of things to deceive us. Now, you all know who the devil is. Sometimes when you get up and talk about the devil, sometimes you almost got to clarify yourself. That's one of those things that when you talk about the Bible, there's a question goes in people's mind. You know, there's one day there's not going to be a question about those things, Brother Smith. I look forward to that day when those things like that will be resolved. So I thank God for being here. I love this assembly. Good to see these faces. Brother and Sister Tally, Brother Daniels, don't see him today. I heard he's sick. All you other saints that I remember seeing, aren't you glad that you're here? Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. About the joy they have. And so Somebody told me that in sorrow they could be glad. And then they told me that they were blind, bound, but now set free. But I didn't think it could be until it happened to me. One more time. Somebody told me about the joy they have. Somebody told me that in sorrow they could be glad. And then they told me that they were bound but now set free. But I didn't think it could be until it happened to me. Now I know though. Now I know about the joy they have. Now I know that in sorrow I could be glad. Now I know I was bound but now set free. But I didn't think it could be until it happened to me. Now I know. Now I know about the joy they had. Now I know that in sorrow I could be glad. Now I know I was bound but now set free. But I didn't think it could be until it happened to me. Somebody told me. Somebody told me about the joy they had. Somebody told me that in sorrow I could be glad. Somebody told me that they were bound but now set free. But I didn't think it could be. Now I know about the joy they have. Now I know that in sorrow I can be glad. Now I know that I was bound but now set free. But I didn't think it could be. Happened to me. Somebody told me. I'm telling you today. I'm telling you today. Hallelujah. Somebody told me about the joy they had. Somebody told me that in sorrow I could be glad. Somebody told me that they were bound but now set free. But I didn't think it could be. It happened to me. Now I know it. Glory. Now I know about the joy they had. I was bound, but now set free. I
today? How many know it today?
Now I know that in sorrow I can be glad. Now I'm bound, but now I'm free.
I know it. Glory.
Now I know
Hallelujah. Amen. Glory. God, didn't think it could be till it happened to me. You can get in such a condition that you can't really believe that all that joy they're talking about, all that happiness they're talking about, could really be true. But one day it happened, and now you know that that's the best thing in the world to be, is a knower. Amen. Know for yourself. Glad to be here in Little Rock one more time with Brother and Sister Smith and ministry here, Weiniger and other brothers, kind of different ones that's holding up the ministry's hand. We often say in Exodus 17 when Aaron and Hur was in battle, getting a victory over the Amalekites, was it? Amen. They were fighting a war and they was trying to get the victory before the sun go down. And Moses' hand was getting heavy, but Aaron and Hur got on one side and held his hand up until they and set him on a rock. I mean, glad you're on a rock. Amen. A little rock and on a Jesus Christ the rock. Amen. And until they got the victory over Amalekites. And we're still doing that today. Amen. We're still holding up the ministry's hand. Still got some Ikes to fight. Still got some Amalekites and Hittites and Jebusites and Gerizzites and, amen, Lion Ikes and, amen, and Hadites and all kind of fleshly Ikes that we're still fighting. And so we still need our hands held up, praise God, until we can finally accomplish this work on the flesh before Jesus return. We, of course, believe it's going to be done. Glad for this good band. Little Rock always been known for a good band and good music. And I know it's been intertwined, amen, with Missouri. You know, I forgot about that song, amen, and Spring from Missouri. And I promise you, that song hit my mind. It had a nail song on my mind. So soon I stood up here, and then when I started singing it, I was quick, and I said, that's why the Holy Ghost did that. I believe it. Amen. And we had a blast that time. That was many years ago. We had a blast, and amen, singing that song. But we're glad for Brother Smith and everybody that's here. You makes this up, amen. You're important. See, Brother Brother Kevin's dear friend. I'm trying to say it. Godwin, amen. Godwin, amen. Glad. Yeah. And all God's people. We've had many good times in Little Rock, and we was trying to come here earlier before the meeting, and we had an old minister's book. Brother Darrell had all that old stuff. Amen. And trying to get him updated. Amen. So pray for us. You see, he's doing better. So, but he just had an old book and didn't have the wrong dates in it. But the Lord allowed us to come back and through. Be able to hit it and be here with you all. We wanted to be here, and we're just thankful that the Lord has blessed us. Appreciate the good words that Brother Darrell has given us already today, and letting us know of the power of God, the healing virtues of the Lord. Certainly appreciate everyone that's been praying for us. We believe in God for total victory. Amen. We believe that God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly. Amen. And I believe the prayers of the righteous availeth much. Amen. I believe that. And I tell people all the time, I'm not doubting anybody else how they trust God. But this is what God has given me to trust him. And I want to trust him. I want to finally believe what I got to believe anyway. Finally, at the end, I got to believe him. I got to trust him for what he said in the word of God. And I'm just glad for his mercy, which endures forever. Praise God. And again, God's people, that's prayers and cards and things that has been sent, and we certainly appreciate you all. And thankful for this body of Christ that God allowed us 20 some years ago to come into. This is one of the first churches I came through on my way to Houston, Texas. We stopped right here. And Brother Clarence Harden, our wives, we came through here. I don't know if my wife even went. She might. I don't think she did. No, she didn't. We came here. We stopped here. And this is a monumental place in my life and my beginnings, and I always have been. But we thank God for the body of Christ. Glad for a revelation of the body of Christ. Amen. Not just a term, not just a password. In Pentecost, when you used to see people, I was in the Oneness Church. We used to go through and we see everybody. We say, "Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord!" That was a something we just a greeting. Praise God. We still say "Praise the Lord" today, but I really, really understand a revelation. But this is the body of Christ. Makes it the body of Christ is that Christ has to be the head of it. He has to be the head of it. And we got that revelation that what I was in, that Christ wasn't ahead of it, because they had already had somebody that was ahead of it. It was already in operation of it. But God has to be the head, as Brother Smith said, and I believe it, that God finally will put his approval upon us. Amen. Finally put his approval upon us and say, "This is my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased." You know, he put approval upon Jesus, didn't he? In his inauguration, there a dove came upon him, and a voice out of heaven said, "This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased." How many want to be pleasing to the Lord? Yeah. Praise God. That's what we're wanting, to be pleasing in the Lord. And we realize that there's a process. There's a coming to the Lord. He that believeth must first, he that cometh to God, Hebrews 11 and 6 says that he that cometh to God must first believe that he is. Got to believe that he is. You got to believe that God exists. That he is, and that he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. Praise God. God will reward you for seeking him. First believing in him and then seeking him diligently. We don't want to be just a lackadaisical people, a lackadaisical church. Amen. If I go to church, okay. If I go to Bible class, okay. If I give, okay. If it's, I don't want to be a Laodicean, a lukewarm. We don't want that attitude. But praise God, we want to be a diligent church, that this is my life and this is what I live for. Praise God. Amen. To be with God's people, to gather with God's people in this hour and to be a part of what God is doing. Hallelujah. And this is what we've given our life for. We have given our life for. Some is coming on. See young people in the pews, young children in the pews, young men's in the pews coming up. Prepare to give your life for this here. Praise God, because we'll be going on if God tarries, and we need somebody else to step up, take the torch, take the baton, and run with it. Praise God. And so this is what we're doing. This is what we're a part of. And so that's the first thing. We got to believe that he is, that he will reward us. Amen, for seeking him. And then, of course, it's been mentioned here already today, after believing in him, then there's a process. There's baptism. There's a water baptism. There's a literal water baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we receive that experience. We tell them the world goodbye. Amen. It's the outward expression that we're saying bye. A dead man, when he's dead, he's being buried. That's an act of faith. Bury the old Adamic ways. Praise God. By faith. Down answering, Peter says in 1 Peter there that the like figure of baptism now do save us. Not the putting away of the filth of the flesh. Amen. But the answering of a good conscience towards God. Jesus even did it, didn't he? He came to John and says to be baptized of John, and John said, I have need to be baptized of you. You're right. You do need this, what I got. But suffer to be so now, John, to fulfill what? All righteousness. Amen. Suffer to be so now that we can fulfill all righteousness. And so we go through that process of water baptism in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And it's for that Adamic past sin. And then receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost. How many glad for the Holy Ghost baptism? Praise God. It woke us up one day. Praise God. Been mentioned here in Ephesians 2, ye that was dead in trespasses and in sin. Ephesians 2 and 1. Has he quickened? That word there means he made us alive. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost will make you alive. And he told him in Acts 1 and 8, you shall, not maybe, you shall receive power. Hallelujah. That word there is dynamite. My God, when you get the Holy Ghost, you get a stick of dynamite in your hand. Hallelujah. You receive power. Amen. Old TV show, JJ, he said, you got dynamite. Amen. Hallelujah. Dynamite will blow up things. Dynamite will set things free. Hallelujah. That's why we need to keep accessing that dynamite that we have in our life. Hallelujah. Because time to time, we find ourselves in a situation that tries to captivate us. But my God, praise God, when you pull on that and access that power that's within you, it'll destroy that condition, that yoke. Hallelujah. That's the importance of it. And then, of course, to make our soul alive, to quicken us, make our soul, our emotion, our will, our intellect alive to the things of God. I was dead man walking. I was doing all the natural things that people do, but I didn't have no relationship upward. All of my relationship was downward. All my relationship was in the earth. I was sliding in the earth. I was a dust creature. Amen. Dust thou art. Amen. I was in there just sliding around in the earth. Praise God. Eating earthly things, carnal things. Praise God. But one day God, praise God, touched my life some 30 years ago. Praise God, and raise me up and begin to raise me up out of the dust. Hallelujah. Begin to knock the dust off of me. Hallelujah. He's still getting the dust off me, but he began to raise me up. Amen. God, in Ecclesiastes 7:29, he said he made man upright. But man sought out many inventions. Praise God. God made us upright, but finally, through the transgression of Adam, through the disobedience of Adam, he put a hump in our back. Put a hump in our back. Made us begin to go downward into the earth. But God is straightening us back up again. Hallelujah. Jesus come to straighten us up. Amen. Get the hump out of our back. Get us out of the dust. Praise God. He made us to sit, the Bible said, in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. And then, praise God, when we receive that wonderful gift, God didn't just leave us helpless, because it's a countless millions of people today that have the Holy Ghost, been baptized in water, has believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, but they don't have directions in their life. Praise God. I appreciate the Bible in Romans 10:14. They say, how can you hear without preacher? Then they say, how can they preach except they've been sent? Then the Bible said in Ephesians 4:10, it said, God gave some apostles and prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the perfecting of the saints. Praise God. Once we get to believe on the Lord, believe he is, once we get baptized in water in the name of Jesus, once we get the Holy Ghost, then we need to be taught. Isn't that right? We need to have an experience of teaching and understanding and the directions in our life. And so he gave us apostles and prophets, evangelists, and pastors and teachers for the equipping of the saints, so we can be equipped for the work of the ministry, how to work in order, how to do it the way God wanted it to be done, for the edifying, building up of the body of Christ. We build up one another. We didn't come here to tear down, did we? The Bible said that a foolish woman, amen, tears down a house. But a wise man builds it up. We didn't come to town, we come to build. We want to be builders. Praise God. We want to have a Nehemiah spirit. Praise God. We want to see the walls built, don't we? Hallelujah. And so we get how to equip, how to work in the ministry, and how to build a body of Christ. Till we all come. As Brother Smith said here earlier, we still got enough Adam. We haven't got all the way out of that first Adam. We haven't got all the clay off of Adam. Means red clay. We ain't got all the red clay off of us. I got stuck at Wichita, Kansas many years ago. Got back in that red clay. It's bad getting that red clay will take you down. Until somebody has to throw out a line. Amen. And pull me out of that clay. Praise God. He brought me out of the miry clay. Brought me out of Adam. Brought me out of religion. Brought me to the body of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. And so we need that. We need somebody to help take us out. Building the body of Christ till we come to the unity. We headed somewhere, people of God, through all this stuff. It's so much stuff. But you don't lose your confidence. Don't you lose your faith. We're going to make it through the stuff. Amen. We're going to make it through the stuff. Bible lets us see that and recognize that. We're going to get through all this stuff. That's why in Matthew 13:44 said that the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hid in the field. When a man finds it, for the joy of it, he hides it, goes sells all he has, come back and buy the field. You might have heard me say it so many times. When I bought the field, I didn't buy it for the snakes, the broken bottles, the old tire rims. You know, when you get a field, you get everything in it, don't you? Come on. You get everything in the field. But I didn't buy it for the snakes and the broken glass and the wire and the tire. I bought it for the treasure that was hid in it. Praise God. That's why we're here. We're here for the treasure. And it's hid. Praise God. It's hid. That means you got to search it out. That's why we keep coming here. Praise God. God put earth treasure in earthen vessels. We got to keep searching it out. We got to keep looking for it until we all come to the unity of the faith. I believe we're going somewhere. I believe we're going to have that faith that First Church had. And it's not a separate church. We're just an extension of that same church. Praise God. We're still a part of that first, that little stone that was cut out. We just connected to that stone. We're going to make it. Praise God. We're going to arrive at it. Going through it. Through the process. Don't you lose your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. Stay in the ring. Stay on your toes. Keep your hands up. Don't get on the rope. I know Ali brought that rope of dope in, but stay in the middle of the ring. Stay on your toes. Keep dancing. All right. Amen. Praise God. I know we find ourselves sometime on that rope, but remember, get up off of them. We're supposed to be in the center of the ring with our hands up. Sometimes we're in the ring, but sometimes we get hit so many times that we find our hands dropping down. And you know what? That's why you got somebody in the corner said, get your hands up. Huh? I think I got them up. But I done got hit so many times, Brother Smith. My hands dropping down. And I keep getting, get your hands up. Come on, praise him. Come on, glorify God. He's good. He hasn't done nothing to you. Give God praise. That's that coach in the corner. Come on. That's that ministry in the corner.
Yes.
Saying, get them up. Because we're looking. You think you got them up. You think you just as sharp as you was from the beginning, but you're dragging. You slow down. We said, come on, get on your toes, stick, move. Huh? Yeah. You can do it. You can make it. Come on, you got a few more minutes. Come on. A day with the Lord is 1,000 years, 1,000 years. It's a day, but there's a few more minutes. Praise God. We encourage you to keep going on. Sometimes you think they're meddling or messing with you. No, they're trying to tell you to come on, we can do it. All these fights and all these scrimmages that we're having. Praise God. Come on, get back up there. Praise God. When you go to that ring for a minute, sit down, get your drink. Hallelujah. Get a drink. Amen. But come on back out. That's why when the power of God begin to move, when the good spirit of God begin to move, you move with the spirit. When the angel trouble the water, you get in it. Praise God. When the message coming forth, get your bucket out. Amen. Get all you can and then can all you can. Amen. Take it with you. Don't leave nothing. Praise God, because I promise you we'll need it. That's what this is all about. God is helping us get further down the road, going through the process. Praise God. Getting help. The winds are being released. The four winds is being released. Economic, social, religious, and political winds are being released in this earth today. God has been holding them back, but he's releasing them. And we're feeling it, aren't we? Haiti and all these conditions. But it's coming our way. All these conditions are coming our way. I believe they're coming our way. But we'll be ready if we can right now somehow by the help of God. That's why I totally depend on God. I know God has given us something in this here to do. But I guarantee you the biggest part of it is God. This great presentation that we got here today, I come to present myself before the King. I come to up to the priest. Amen. Because I need him. I do not want to think for one moment that in myself, by myself, I can do this. I need God. I need you. God fixed it that way. I need every part of my body. I need God to help us get through this condition that we're in, this journey that we're on. Praise God. You lose soldiers. You lose different loved ones in a battle. But you got to keep going. You got to keep going. You can't stay there. You got to keep going. Everything that we're looking forward to is in front of us. Behind us is a waste, howling wilderness. But everything we're looking for is in front of us. So then God gives us a ministry to help equip us. Praise God. Until we can finally, amen, measure up to the full measure of the stature of Christ. We're going to measure up. We're going to measure up. You got to keep telling yourself as you see yourself, you are going to measure up. As you look in a natural mirror and fix yourself up, you got to look in this natural mirror, this spiritual mirror, and you got to keep saying through this woman's looking glass, I see myself, but I won't be here the next time you see me. I'm going to keep moving. I don't want to keep coming to this mirror and see the same thing, but by the help of God, I'm going to move on. I'm not going to be like Charlie Brown, not Charlie Brown, but the Lioness, would that guy drag that blanket around? Praise God. I'm not going to be dragging that blanket around. You know those past hurts and feelings and difficulties. You hold on to them. Amen. We got to let that go. Huh? We got to let that blanket go. That thing of comfort. Sometimes we get there and something happens, we reach for that blanket, that place of comfort. But we got to let that go so we can keep moving on. Praise God. Forgetting those things that are behind. Paul told him in Philippians there, 3rd chapter, about 14th verse. He said, forgetting those things that are behind and reach forth. Everybody just reach forth. Reach forth to the things that are before us. Then he used a word that's very important. I press. That ain't drifting. God, that ain't just getting in the stream. Just no, it's easy to drift. But if you're going to accomplish what God wants, you got to press towards it. Suppress. Flesh against the spirit against the flesh, contrary one to the other. It's a press towards the mark. It's a press to get to be like Jesus. He's that perfect man, 37 of Psalm. Mark the perfect man. Behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. Praise God. We press towards that mark. He's the mark. He's that mark. That's what he said, until we come to the full measure and the stature of Christ. No more children. No more children. Just being tossed to, fro. Every wind. Every little something. Every spirit. Every wind of doctrine. But finally, grow up into him, speaking the truth in love. Hallelujah. Finally, just go right up into him. That regardless what wind blow, Matthew 7:24, Jesus says, everyone that hear these sayings of mine. That's what we want to do. We want to finally hear the sayings of Jesus. Everyone hear these sayings of mine, and then we want to do. Hear these sayings of mine and do it. I liken them unto a man. A wise man, not any kind, a wise man that built his house on a rock. When the floods and the rain and the winds came upon that house stood because it was founded upon the rock. But the same house, he says, I liken everyone to hear these sayings of mine and doeth them not. I liken him unto a foolish man who built his house in the sand. We're not interested in building in the sand. Unstable, shifty elements. Things one minute this way, one minute that way. We need something that's solid in our life. And the only thing I know solid today in my life is Jesus. My job ain't solid. My health is not solid. Conditions around us is not solid. Economics is not solid. The only thing that we can depend on that won't move is him, Jesus. That's why we're building on the rock. But they built a house upon the sand. The same exact elements. The wind, the floods, and the rains come upon it. And that house falls because it's not established right. We can't build on anything else but what the Word of God says. And God has affixed that we're going to have trouble. John 16:33, in this life, you shall have tribulation. You ain't get around it. Purpose by design. Everybody say purpose by design. It's purpose by design. God has designed trouble. That's God's way. And I use it all the time. Everywhere I go, a lot of time, using the demonstration. If you want to go somewhere, keep your negative post on. If you don't want to leave this parking lot, take your negative post off your battery, and you won't go nowhere. You need negatives in your life. You need some things negative in your life. Some things, is, I promise you, when they told me leukemia, But immediately I had to grab hold to myself. You know what I grabbed hold to? This rock. You know what I held on to ever since then? The rock. Told fear, go ahead on. Told unbelief, go ahead on. I serve a mighty God. I've been preaching this here. I believe him. I believe him. And I got to trust. So you got to have something you can stand on. Amen. This is what I'm standing on today. I'm standing on this rock. I'm standing on it. It's stable. Jesus said, my word is going out. Well, Isaiah said it. The Lord said through Isaiah, my word is going out of my mouth. Shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish whereunto I sent it. How many know we need a word from God? We need a word from God. When we need a word. It's important to have a word. That's why being religious don't get it done. We need to be Bible people. We need to live the word, talk the word, sleep the word. We need the word of God. And we need the spirit to activate it. Are you with me? We need the word, the spirit of the Lord to energize it. Make it alive to us, you know. Quicken it. Quicken it. Quicken me, Psalm 119 said. Quicken me thou according to thy word. Quicken me according to the word of God. I need to be quickened. Hallelujah. In every condition, circumstances that I face in my life, I need to be quickened by the word of God. And so then God gives us this wonderful operation. This is a wonderful operation that we have here to reach perfection, reach this goal. And we just keep coming. We keep bringing ourselves to the altar. This is an altar that's been created in Little Rock, an altar where we come and do sacrifice at here. This has been an altar been erected here. If we can come and bring our nature, bring our animal, bring our beasts here, amen, to cause this animal to, amen, to be destroyed. Praise God. That our soul could be free. That our soul can be free. You won't get through this life without difficulty. You won't get through this life without problems. And so you got to keep bringing yourself here and saying, Lord, amen. Destroy this old wretched man that I am. Destroy. Here in Numbers, I'm finna move out the way because of time. I know we got another service here today. You know what? I better not even mess with this. If I do, amen. Better not mess with that. Amen. I'm glad to be here. Praise God. Amen. Better not open that up.
Y'all going to be with us tonight? All right. Brother Gore. Y'all want to hear Brother Gore preach tonight?
Yes.
Hallelujah. All right. Well, he can do it. I can promise you that. He can do it. Hallelujah. All right. I've enjoyed this, haven't y'all? Praise God. They say dinner's ready downstairs. And so, Osmonique, there's Osmonique back there. He hadn't been coming a lot lately, and I almost forgot his name. It took me almost all service to remember Osmonique. Well, we're glad you're here. But we want you to come often enough that I don't forget your name. And his little, is that your little sister? What's her name? Huh? Renaya? Renaya. All right. All right. I appreciate Sister Rochella. She's the door for those kids. All right. Way to salvation. I appreciate her faithfulness to reach out. Stand in the gap right now for her family. All right. I also want to mention how much I appreciate Brother Travis. What's the last name? Reynolds? Runnels. Okay. Travis Runnels. He He's been faithful to come. Amen. I'm looking for him and Brother Shelby both one of these services just to break loose and go a little bit crazy on us. Get out of that pew back there and get make their way up here and Spirit of God hit them. Y'all gonna have to keep, you don't have to get on the ball. Sister Renata will beat you both. She's already coming down here. All right, let's stand. Thank God for this service, for the fellowship and the food downstairs. Precious Lord, oh God, we love you today, Lord. Thank you for your goodness, for your visitation, Lord, allowing us to sup with you. Precious.